Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Watching a movie at home is one thing. Taking it in collectively at a movie theater is another. But a film festival takes the experience to a whole new level. This week, Sacramento's Oak Park neighborhood is bringing back its Black Film Festival, showcasing the spectrum of African-American stories and history through cinema. The five-day event kicks off tomorrow, showcasing independent feature, documentary, and short films by African-American filmmakers, along with panel discussions and other fun events. And there's a special treat come Saturday. Films will be dedicated to celebrating the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. And all of this will take place at the historic Guild Theater. Cassandra Jennings is the president and CEO of St. Hope, a family of nonprofits that are committed to revitalizing Oak Park through public education and economic development. Cassandra joins us with more about the second annual Oak Park Black Film Festival. Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning.
So I remember you joining us last year for the first annual Oak Park Black Film Festival, and now you're having a second annual, so I imagine last year was quite a success. Can you take us back to last year?
Yes, it was just amazing. The community showed out. Every day was packed, and the conversation, the films were enlightening, and people just kept talking. They just kept talking about it, and some of it was exciting, some was scary, and some really challenged our thinking. So we had to bring it back because the community, I think, was enlightened and uplifted from what happened last year at the first inaugural Black Film Festival.
Given that St. Hope has been around since 1989, can you tell us about the organization's history?
Right. And we were founded by Kevin Johnson, who grew up in Oak Park and wanted to do better for his community. And he was still pretty young in college when he was thinking like that. And here, 34 years later, we have made significant impact at 40 Acres, where we have businesses. We have a Black bookstore, Underground Books, the Guild Theater, which we'll experience through this film festival, and a restaurant, Fixins. And we have brought a lot to the community that was really catalytic in Oak Park being the place to be now. And then I would be remiss if I didn't say education is really important, and we've celebrated our 20th anniversary for the St. Hope Public Schools for our TK through 12 program.
Where does a film festival fit in with St. Hope's overall mission for Oak Park?
Well, to lift up a community, you first have to have a venue that people like to be. And then education and cultural experience is always a part of lifting up a community. So for St. Hope, this is an opportunity to really see people gather, get engaged, have conversation, share stories, learn about cultural experiences, and then be even more tolerant of each other by results of our experience. So this is for the whole community, not just the Black community, but all of those who appreciate a people and our communities and where we all come from.
And even a part of that, as you touched upon from last year, is to get uncomfortable. There's value in getting uncomfortable because that's how you grow.
Absolutely. And, you know, art can test you. And so it's good to get a little uncomfortable. And I think in this film festival, we'll go from hip hop to history, to poetry, to race, to triumph. And we'll say, is that the way the story was? Or is that the way it is? Yes, to those and to us, we'll experience that.
How much of a lift is it to create a film festival? I would imagine so much work goes into this.
It does. And we have a great team that's relentless to bring the best. So the films, they have an opportunity to enter the opportunity to enter the film festival. There's a selection process, and people come from all across the country and locally to really show their best. And it's amazing because artists, and particularly Black artists, don't always get their things as seen as much. So this is an opportunity that really they can take advantage of, not only exposing our community, but other filmmakers and producers as well.
when selecting the films that were going to that are going to be played this week, was there an overall theme, or is there just a wide spectrum of pieces for people to take in?
Well, I'm going to say both. There was not an overall theme other than to be Black, to talk about Black experiences and Black producers and artists. I will say that some of the days are themed because appropriate. You talked about the hip hop, so we'll be focusing on that. I will say that today is the National Black Brewers Day, declared on October 10th. And on Friday, we'll be having some movies that were some films that will really focus on that in conversation. So that's a little bit, but I think the most important thing is let's share from the author's experience, because we don't always get that experience, and share in the beauty and the pain and the triumph mm-hmm. of the Black community.
Yeah, I was looking through the itinerary or the schedule, and when talking about Black-owned breweries, I mean, one is called like One Pint at a Time, which is a lot of fun. And also, I mean, and that's the point of art, right? Is to let people know about something that we might take for granted, like, right. you know, craft beer mm-hmm. and actually getting personal and intimate with it. Are there other movies or films that you're really looking forward to that's playing over the next few days? Because there's a lot to choose from. I mean, how do you help guide someone to make these selections?
Well, my first thing is you need to come to every night and every day, because you don't want to miss any of it. But if I had to pick some, which was a little hard, I would say Going to Mars, the Nikki Giovanni project, just because she was sort of in my era back in the day. And she's, I think, what we call she was an artist, a poet, a writer, an activist, but it's really the spoken word of yesterday that's now today. And so that's going to be great. And then Somewhere in America, President's Protest and a Race Massacre. For those who are really into the history and want to see a part of this documentary, that would be great. You already mentioned the one pint at a time. But, you know, I'm not a beer drinker, but it's fascinating to know that this craft is a multi-million-dollar biz industry, and African Americans are less than 1% of that, the businesses. So today on Black Brewers Day, lift up a brewer or learn more about how that entrepreneurship and how business can certainly occur in our own community. And then the one that's my sort of favorite that I'm looking forward to, because I have grandkids and I was once a child too, and have a daughter as well, is the Black Barbie, a documentary. And it's sort of interesting, they say that either you have a story or a Barbie, or you have a story why you don't have one. And this document talks about that. So I'm really interested in trying to see how it unfolds and other people's perspectives other than mine. And then I'm certainly going to put my perspective in it as well.
Oh, that's awesome. And it's not just even watching cinema and films, documentaries. It's also, there's panel discussions. You get to see some of these people like live in the flesh and actually ask questions and listen to them.
Yeah, and that sort of brings it home, because, you know, we will watch a movie and then we'll have our perspective. And sometimes we need to talk to somebody about it and share. And then it'll be interesting to hear what others, but we will hear some of the people in the film or the film or the writers of their perspective. And that will be moderated by our own Kevin Johnson. And if you've ever heard him just bring out the best of people and then you have an opportunity also to engage, it's great. And not only will the discussion be there, is that for those who have the VIP tickets, there's discussion at the reception that continue at Fixin's while we're breaking bread together. And I can tell you from last year, there are lots of conversations that go on about the films there as well.
Yeah, a film doesn't end when the credits roll. You know, the best pieces of film and cinema, I mean, they continue on and they shape you as a person and conversations, especially at Fixin's. I mean, there's always a long line at Fixin's. I mean, there's the food is delicious there. Are there other events in addition to panels and cinema? Because there were some other fun events, I think, in addition.
Well, there's a lot going on. So in addition, actually, the National Black Brewers Association will be having their conference here, and there will be a Brewers Day over at Oak Park Brewery for those who want food and if you want drinks as well. But I think Oak Park is just going to be full of celebrations all this week. I will say that all of the activities are for 18 and older, so this is more just because we don't control the filmmakers, and so some of them may be adults, so it is for 18 plus older, but it's for a great time and a festive time in Oak Park.
I mean, when you're talking about the 40 Acres Complex, which is part of St. Hope's and its vision, and you've been seeing this transform over the years, from you're talking about Fixins to Oak Park Brewery to the Historic Guild Theater, now a film festival. How does all this feel, you know, seeing this culmination over the years and taking it all in as someone who's very passionate about it?
Yeah. And having been around a long time to see the downturn, even in Oak Park in the late 90s, 80s and 90s, and then the resurgence in the early 2000s, it just brings me joy of how a community that used to be the place where everybody was had fallen down, and now it's back up. It's a place where people can feel safe, who enjoy coming, who have a selection of things to do, that can come and gather and get a book, go to the coffee shop, have dinner, just embrace and then visit all the other shops that are there in the 40 Acres in the Oak Park area. It just brings joy that there is hope as long as we are intentional, as long as we are all trying to move in the same direction, that there's great life in Oak Park, and I'm just glad to be there.
And you're talking about nourishing a community through not only, you know, food and drink, but through the arts, through education, and through just learning, even with underground books, because it's one of the few African-American bookstores in the state or in the country, correct?
It is. It's one of the few. It thrives. We work with children in our Let's Read Oak Park, where we have them come and read and give them a book and have an activity. We have author talks and speaker series and books, and you can just come and sit and feel comfortable. And that's it's sort of the literary hub of Oak Park, because we don't have a library right now. And so it is the place in Oak Park that we're so glad that all people can come and feel good and find something to enjoy.
Cassandra, always nice talking with you.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here, and thank you for having us.
Cassandra Jennings is the president and CEO of St. Hope, discussing the second annual Oak Park Black Film Festival. It kicks off tomorrow at the Historic Guild Theater and runs for the next 5 days. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Up next on Cap Radio, we will have live coverage of President Biden's speech about the situation in Israel and Gaza.